Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time it is in your part of the world. You're listening to the inaugural episode of Podcasting Ancients. That name may seem familiar to you, MP4 and regulars, as it's a little nod to our Monday morning laughathon called Prognostications. And this little podcast is going to bring you the latest news. The latest happenings all over the internet. The news about progressive music and all sorts of stuff. We'll be bringing you music from around the world. Unfortunately, we'll be bringing you any commercial music because then I'd probably get my ass sued off. But I'll be bringing you news from, or music rather, from underground bands. Bands I know. You can feel free to plug your own bands to me on the forum. At the MikePornoy.com forum, you can send me a PM or you can send me an email at neil@neilmac.ndl.co.uk. If you want to get your band played on the show, I'd be more than happy to do it, providing you don't suck. Anyway, without further ado, we're going to make with some music. Here's a band that I'm going to be rather biased here and say that they're personal friends of mine. They're colleagues of mine. I've been in a band with a couple of the guys in the band, if that makes any sense. And I'm also their engineer. I helped produce the EP that this next song is on, and next month we will be entering the bass player's house, which for a month will become a recording studio, to record basically an album's worth of demos. The band is the Mocha Knights, and the song is The Mighty Dinner Party.
The stage is set, be seated, please.
Sticking chorus comes with, sticking chorus comes with a comfortable silence.
Man,
starter, to find a common talking point, they
starter a must. That's the best, Katie Lambert seems. That's the best, Katie Lambert. Feathers and dress in best, such elegance, such elegance.
Saving grace this time. Sinners crawl to the house.
What a song. What a song. It's a fucking beaster. Pardon me, drinking my coffee. I've heard people saying that they've compared it to Queen, a bit of Bohemian Rhapsody, and the way that it kind of goes between different movements and what have you. And I would say that the guys have a bit of Queen influence. They all love a bit of Queen. I'd say there's also a bit of Muse there. Maybe a bit of Beatles. A bit of Dave Matthews. All that good stuff, you know. Strong musicianship. Good songs, and if these guys don't make it, there's something wrong with the music industry. And frankly, I'd be quite happy if they made it, because I'm going to see if I can ride the coattails a bit and see if I can make myself a millionaire off the backs of their music. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how good this year has been for music. It has just been outstanding. I mean, seriously, we've had Octoroom, New Dream Theater. We've had New Porcupine Tree. We've had New Opeth. We've had New Meshuggah. We've had New Stream of Passion, Neurion, whatever you want to call it. We've had, we had New King's X. There's the promise of a new Tool album on the horizon. Maybe not this year, but even that's making this year awesome for music, knowing that Tool are in the studio again. I mean, it's just been off the charts. It's just been so many good albums all year, all through the year. New Vi, oh man. It's just been completely sick. It's probably the best year for music I can remember in a long, long time. What has been your favourite album of the year so far? I know there's been a thread in the forum about that a while back, and maybe it's best to really top up what the year has brought when the year comes to an end. But if you want to express your opinion on the musical releases of 2005, feel free to get in contact with me. And I can read your comments out. Even if you want to send a little MP3 file of your voice, you can get yourself on the show that way. Send yourself a little clip of you saying what your opinion is. I'll fly in an audio editor and you can get your voice on there. That's the beauty of podcasts. What else is there that I can talk about? Maybe a little bit about what's going on in my life. I'm going to see Dream Theater in 2 weeks! Woohoo! I'm going to see Dream Theater. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, because not only am I going to see Dream Theater, I'm going to see Dream Theater with an attractive young lady, who some of you forumers may know. Her name is Fiona. She posts in the forum by the name of Fee. And we've been pally for a couple of months now, and we've pledged to go and see Dream Theater together, which is cool. It turns out that her boyfriend may be coming, which is what's cool, more the merrier. Maybe he'll come along, see Dream Theater, and go, holy shit, and he'll be a fan for life. I just put my thumbs up there, but you can't see that. This is radio. Anyway. Yeah, this next month and a half or so is going to be completely off the charts for the gigs. Got DT in a couple of weeks. Then a month after that or so, we've got Opeth in Glasgow. Yes! At the Garage, which is going to be outstanding. Hope they've got the balcony open again. Don't really want to be up the front for Opeth. I'll get squeezed. And then, 2 weeks after that, we've got Porcupine Tree at the Carling Academy, which is going to be completely great. I saw them in March, the first leg of the tour, and blew me away. I was 6 feet from John Wesley, and not that far away from Stephen Wilson either. I never knew he played in bare feet. I thought that was pretty cool. Notice he had his own rug and stuff, and I was like, maybe a bit considered. You step over this line and you're fired. That kind of shit. Especially for Wes, seeing as he's basically just a session guy. And, he's not officially a member of the band, like the bass player in Bon Jovi. They haven't officially had a bass player since Alec John Such left in 1990, whatever. And they've had, if you believe the rumours, he had never played in the albums anyway. It was all Hugh McDonald, the guy who currently plays bass for Bon Jovi. He played a lot of the bass lines in the Bon Jovi albums because Alec John Such blew goats. Anyway, I think we'll bring you some more music right now. And I will proceed to bring you another band that I'm friends with. Because nobody has, actually come up to me and said, hey, play my band, because they don't know this is happening. I'm going to play you a song by a band that I'm friends with called Temper Cam. These guys are actually connected to the previous band. James, the lead guy who is of Temper Cam, who does guitar and vocals, was in a band with Martin, Johnny and Bush from the Mocha Knights. And they were called Haywire, more of a pop-punk thing. But they kind of split up and went their separate ways. Marty, Johnny and Craig hooked up with Bush, did the Mocha Knights while James went off and did Temper Cam. Now these guys are a bit more hard edge, a bit more rawr, a bit more rock. They kind of sound what Haywire might have been if they'd stayed together. And the notable thing about this next song I'm going to play for you is it could be the song that catapults these guys to a bit of fame, because the song by the name of I Need a Co-Pilot will be appearing on, excuse me, an Xbox 360 game by the name of Saints Row, which some of you video game heads may have heard about. Kind of a GTA kind of thing, more gangs and stuff. But this song's going to be on that game, and it's called I Need a Co-Pilot, which doesn't actually appear in the lyrics. Bad wee song. I've heard some folks saying that they ripped off Franz Ferdinand with it, but that's basically because of the whole offbeat hi-hat thing that Franz Ferdinand do. I'm not a huge Franz Ferdinand fan. That's definitely not very Franz Ferdinand at all. You might have noticed that the bass was out of tune in that song. When someone pointed out to me, which was actually Martin from the Mocha Knights, he pointed it out to me, and it's just bugged my tits ever since. It's like, damn it, can't you just change your bass just a little bit higher? Now you're going to go back and listen to that, and you're going to have your teeth on edge listening to the bass being out slightly out of tune, if you've got a good ear for that sort of thing. I know there's plenty of musos on the forum. And speaking of the forum, why don't we go onto the forum right now and see what's being said? See if there's any interesting topics. Amsterdam! Oh yes, tonight's the cover album, isn't it? Yeah. What are they going to play? A lot of people are thinking Pink Floyd, because they've been doing Wish You Were Here as part of Peruvian Skies on this tour. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be Yes or Genesis. Genesis is a bit more of a long shot, I reckon, but Yes is probably the favourite in my eyes. And I know a thing about too about Odds being a former employee of Ladbrokes, the Bookmakers. Yes is one of those bands that's always came up when DT talk about their influences. And seeing as they're already playing a little bit of Pink Floyd, I don't think that's going to be the cover album, because they never really played bits of Metallica or Iron Maiden before they did the covers of those albums. So I'm thinking we're in for Close to the Edge. Maybe Fragile, maybe Tales from Topographic Oceans, but Close to the Edge I think is generally considered to be the classic. So it'd be cool. I'd like to see them do Genesis, don't get me wrong. I think Selling England by the Pound would be fantastic. And a lot of people would probably cream their pants if they did Rush, but Rush isn't that popular in Europe, which is the problem. Isn't as popular. I think they're tailing the cover albums they do to the markets they're getting played in, and Rush isn't as popular in Europe as, like, say, Yes, Genesis, Pink Floyd, and what have you. Whereas if they were doing a new cover album in America, I would say it's Rush by a mile. Shoe in, no doubt about it. If it comes to this tour and they're debuting a new cover album for an American leg, or the next tour, or whatever, then it's bound to be Rush. There's no two ways about it. They've got to do Rush at some point, and I'm reckoning I'm probably going to do 2112 or Hemispheres. Maybe Moving Pictures, I don't know. Anyway. what else is on the forum? Let's scroll down the page. Scroll buttons. Tony McAlpine is the Messiah. As someone said in that thread, he's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. Neil Morse's new question mark CD. I presume that's how you pronounce it, you know, just call it question mark. Lame guitar solos. That was a good thread, I posted on that one myself. I wonder if anyone's found a link to that one of Fred Durst trying to play the guitar. It's possibly the worst example of guitar playing I have ever heard in my life. It's truly shocking. It does like up bends in the sort of lower strings and stuff like that. And, oh, so bad. Nothing really interesting new in that thread. Something talking about Brian May's Brighton Rock thing. I'm kind of rambling here, aren't I? I really should get with the program and actually talk about something interesting. But there's nothing that's really jumping out at me as a conversation topic. King's X Ogre Tones. I still haven't heard that album yet. I want to hear it. I want to get my hands on it somehow. Set lists, blah 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 blah. Well, I'm kind of at a loss for something to say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. Because let's face it, it's basically just a trial run. I'll probably just fire this motherfucker up on web space and point folk to it, rather than setting up a podcast account or something. And yeah, I'll wrap this up and I'll leave you with some more music. And because I'm a blatant whore for publicity, I'm going to play one of my own songs. This is a song by me. It's kind of a nice big proggy number with strings and mellotrons and stuff. Not much to me of Odd Time Riffage and crazy guitar solos, but yeah, there's a bit of lead guitar in there, I suppose. And it's called The Question, and it's by me. So enjoy!
Complete, I'm about to sleep. This dream. Yesterday.